And a nice treat here. Lifehouse joins us in studio. The three fellas are back. It's been a while since we've seen you. It was the lounge at the Clarendon Ballroom the last time we saw the crew. And how is everything? How you feel, Jason?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Good. Is the throat all right?
Yeah, you know, we got in pretty late last night. We got a couple hours of sleep, so we'll see what happens.
Well, they'll perform, and we'll have a little bit more of a chat. Shortly after the break. First, it's scoop time. You ready, Whit?
Yep. The season opener of Lost was watched by 23 million people. Are you guys watching it?
You guys want in a Lost?
You know, I've heard about it. I've never seen it before.
Yeah. We're trying to get into it this season, too. It was such a big buzz last year.
Is it pretty good?
I don't know.
We don't know.
We've got to log in some hours.
I know that there's a hatch. Everyone wants to know what's down the hatch.
Z104 Washington's Modern Music, 824 right now. I'm Matthew Blaze, Whitney here. And we have a handful of guests here, but three who probably want to be mentioned. The group is, of course, Lifehouse. And they'll perform this single, You and Me, here in just a couple of moments. But let's welcome you guys to the show. How you doing, man? Jason, good to see you again.
Doing good, man. Good to see you, too.
The rest of the band, you want to get up and introduce yourselves? Come on.
How you doing? I'm Bryce.
And I'm Rick. How are ya?
Yeah, Bryce, Rick, Jason,
you're the new dude,
Lifehouse.
Right?
I am the new dude.
Yeah, well, now you're earning your stripes because it's been like 6 months since we've seen you and you're still in the band, so that's good.
Yeah.
For the first 6 months, we didn't let him talk. We made him use sign language as an initiation. So now you can talk today, Bryce.
It's very good. You're doing a good job, I see. You're warming up with Jason. You're getting into sync. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's working.
And you got the members only jacket.
Yeah.
How rad is that?
Do you dig that?
I do.
Kind of around the back.
I used to wear Hang 10.
So Lifehouse, our guest this morning on Z104, what have you all been up to since the lounge a few months ago?
We've just been doing random sporadic touring. Like this last tour has been all fly dates. Like we'll be in Rock Island, Illinois one day, then the next day we'll be in Cincinnati, you know, so it's like kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Do you guys get any chances to break down and just watch TV and hang out? I mean, with this new fall lineup upon us, are you guys getting a chance to get into any of these new shows?
Yeah, I mean, usually our tour bus has satellites so we can catch up on current events. Now I guess I need to watch Lost since I hear it's...
Yeah, we were talking about it off the air. It's supposed to be one of the best shows of all time. Are you guys Desperate Housewives fans at all?
You know what? I've never seen that either, but I know what they all look like and what they wear to the Emmys.
You like to watch it with the mute button on?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't blame you.
Lifehouse in studio this morning. What's up?
Well, I wanted to, you know, Jason, I know your throat's a little rough this morning, and I was just curious with your schedule. Bryce was telling me you guys are all over the place. What are items that you would never go on the road without? You're like, there's just no way it's going to happen if you don't have...
Pretty much just like our DVDs and our PS2 and our PlayStation.
What DVDs?
Cushions, our the whole bag of tricks, you know. We try to bring as much as entertaining stuff as possible because basically touring consists of like playing your set like 11 o'clock at night and then just like 17 hours of nothing to do.
Right. Right. So which DVDs are you watching? What are your favorites?
Have you seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless
Mind? Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that movie. That's a good
very,
one.
Very, very cool.
Casino.
Yep.
Sopranos, actually.
Sopranos.
We're really getting into that. I've never seen any of them before, and someone gave us, like, the first three seasons. So when we have, like, a 17-hour drive, that's all we do is watch Sopranos.
Giddy up. You got to check out Curb Your Enthusiasm, too. And Entourage. Oh, God.
Is that good?
I'm the spokesperson for Entourage.
Yeah, you really
get
have.
It.
You've kind of adopted that
Sorry.
Show lately. That's
it's so good.
It's actually good. I think that you had planned to ask this Tyra Banks question, but do you mind if I ask it? Because
please.
You guys are getting ready to be on the Tyra Banks show. And, you know, she just went on and did the whole thing. What is it called?
Well, it wasn't any sort of mammogram, but the...
It was like a sonogram
to
prove that they're real.
The big story, yeah, is that Tyra Banks said her boobs are fake, and apparently she couldn't get a guest in that day, so she was like, hey, I'm going to bring a doctor in to feel me up on air and prove that my boobies are real.
So we were thinking...
So are you bummed now that you missed that day?
I believe her. I got to stand up right next to her. It looked real to me.
Oh, this was already on?
Yeah, she kissed me on the cheek. It was pretty sweet.
Oh, the date's confused. It was already... You guys, did you ask...
The air date is the 27th.
That's what it is.
Tomorrow.
But she gave me one of those hugs where you could, you know, kind of...
Bare your face?
Feel some things?
On your shoulders. So I don't know. They look pretty legit to me. What do you think, Rick?
I think they're real.
Yeah, okay.
I concur. There we go.
All right. Well, in studio this morning with Lifehouse, you guys are working on live sessions on iTunes, which I think is brilliant. It's become, now that I've taken the time to figure it out, one of my favorite outlets for music ever. and still working on the Lifehouse CD, which there are three versions of. If you don't like one, there's a bonus and there's an enhanced.
And there's a wedding version.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Is that kind of cool? Because I always think about that. You've got that kind of a song right now where people are going to be dancing to their wedding. And
it's been,
you know,
so strange because at our shows, like, these guys keep proposing to their girlfriends and stealing our thunder in the middle of our song. It's hilarious. All of a sudden, the whole crowd shifts to the right, and they don't even care about us anymore. They're just caring about the people getting proposed, which is pretty cool.
That's a sweet thing, though, man, when music hits them that hard.
Oh, yeah.
The Jumbotron goes off of you and on them.
Yeah. It just sucks when a girl says no. The guy runs away in tears.
Well, you're going to perform You and Me?
Yeah.
This morning, I'll let you guys get set up. Lifehouse in studio on Z104. The single is You and Me. You guys go ahead whenever you're ready.
What day is it? When do I warm my heart? This clock never seems so light. I can't keep up, and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. 'Cause it's you and me, and all of the people, nothing to do. Nothing to lose, and it's you and me, and all of the people that know why I can't keep my eyes off you. All of the things that I wanna say just aren't coming out right. I'm tripping on words. You got my head spinning. Don't know where to go from here. 'Cause it's you and me, and all of the people. Nothing to do, nothing to prove. And it's you and me, and all of the people that know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. There's something about you now that I can't quite figure out. Everything she does is beautiful. Everything she does is right. 'Cause it's you and me, and all of the people. Nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me, and all of the people. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. And all of the people, nothing to do, nothing to prove. And it's you and me, and all of the people. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. What day is it? Random what my heart. This clock never seems so light.
It's Lifehouse, You and Me. Nicely done.
Thanks, man.
For a man who's got a rough voice early in the morning.
Right on.
And aren't you married, Jason?
Uh-huh.
What was your wedding song?
It wasn't that one.
No?
You know what? Actually, I think we played a bunch of instrumental music.
Okay.
And a couple of Elton John songs.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
My in-laws had Elton John as their wedding song.
Oh, really?
So you brought it back old school.
Yeah, he's the man. We love the old school stuff.
Lifehouse, our guest this morning here on Z104 Wit.
Jason, I know you're a black belt in, like...
Oh, that's right. I'm kind of psyched to see what happens here.
I have to confess something about that.
Zing, zang, zow.
I know I said in the bio I was a black belt, but I'm really a brown belt.
That's okay. Black belt sounds better.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then forget the question.
I know. Go ahead and ask. I competed in black belt.
Yeah. Well, have you ever had to use it?
No, I've never been in a fight.
Never?
You should see him with nunchucks, though. It's pretty cool.
I broke some kid's rib once at a competition, though. felt horrible. His mom came and beat me up afterwards.
Oh, you know what? I was doing a cartwheel in sixth grade, and when I wasn't supposed to, and I took a boy's tooth out.
Did you really?
Yeah. So I know how you feel. It's rough.
Yeah, it's like years of guilt.
His name was Clarence. He had big ears and buck teeth, and I.
And you knocked one of them out?
I did.
It's like, poor kid has a hard enough time.
I know. Rub it in, Jason.
He's left with one buck tooth.
I bet that guy's breathing real well with that rib.
Yeah, you're right.
Bring it back around.
Hey, I paid for it. His mom came and kicked me in the nuts.
Oh, my God.
It was a rough day.
Yeah, that's a tough day.
Yeah.
All the songs sound different on stage.
Exactly.
Everything's different. Well, exactly. Lifehouse in studio right now. Are you guys in town? I mean, I know you came in town to hang out with us for a little bit, and you're doing an RIAA event. Any other places to see you anytime soon around here?
You can see us at the White House. I think we're going there next.
Are you really?
I think we have a private tour. It's kind of cool.
Wow. That is kind of cool. Have you ever been there before?
No. I've always wanted to, though. It should be interesting.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you what to look for, but I don't know.
I'm going to look for President Bush.
Oval Office is supposed to be pretty
good. I don't know that he's in town. He's been in and out so much with Hurricane Katrina and Rita and everything. He's just been leaving almost twice a day. It's
There's
weird.
Gotta be like secret passages all over the place, right? Like shelves like turning.
Yeah. And you hear about like the Indiana elevator Jones. And the big, what do they call it? The tube that runs to like the
They have like this whole underground system that connects to the Capitol and the White House, so like if they have to travel, they never even have to get up on the ground.
In case the you know what hits the fan, they can all hide.
So
we probably won't get that private tour, huh?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You can ask. Maybe Bushy's a fan of your music and he lets you in.
Wow, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to sing a song for Laura and...
The girls! Hey, why don't you get to know the Bush twins?
Really?
I'm
married, but Bryce
house.
Is recently single, I think.
Woo! Bring the members only jacket, baby!
That's
yeah.
Right. Score. Well, guys, all the best, and thanks for dropping by today. The CD is, of course, Lifehouse, and then you've got the new iTunes exclusive, which is all live?
Yeah, it's...
Where'd you record it?
That's a good question. Houston, we recorded it. This studio, we did it all live. There should be four songs on it, but all stuff off of our new CD and a couple songs from our old CD, No Name Place.
Fantastic. Well, all the best. Good luck, guys. Thanks for coming in today. Have fun at the White House.
Thanks, man.
Don't hurt yourselves.
All right.
Lifehouse in studio right now. We'll take a break, get a look at traffic, and come back with more of the show after this on C104.